Today we have lesson number 50 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos, and we will study Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh Zayin and Ches, the 11th Perek, the 7th and 8th Mishneh. We learned in yesterday's lesson that when one is cleaning out a storehouse from Truma, then you just sweep out the storehouse as you normally would, even if a few grains and kernels and bits and pieces are left between the cracks and the nooks and crannies of the room, no matter, by leaving them behind, you are not being ma'abed es hatruma. Those little residuals are inconsequential halachically. Similarly, says the Mishnah now, Mishnah Zayin, v'chein choviz shel shemen shenishpecho, if a person has a barrel of shemen shel truma and it spills to the ground, and now you have shemen shel truma on the ground, which you can't just let it be destroyed because that would be ma'abed es hashemen. So you pick up, you scoop up, you absorb somehow the shemen which is obviously there. However, it's impossible to pick up every little drop on the floor. So therefore the Mishnah says, Ein mechayvin oso lihiyos yoshev umetapeach. You don't require it to sit on the ground with some cloth and suck up and absorb up every little single drop. He conducts himself as if he would, if he had some chulin shemen which spilled to the ground. Obviously he would try to rescue and conserve that which could be conserved, but that which is not, he would not. He would just leave it on the ground and let it be. The same thing for truma. You're not guilty of ibud, of being ma'abed es ha-truma, for those inconsequential residuals on the ground. Hama'ore kad mikad lechad. The same thing. If a kohen is pouring shemen shel truma from one container to another container, then he can do so. He pours out everything normally. Obviously, there's something left behind in the first container in the bottom and the cracks and the nooks. So he takes the first container and leaves it dripping three drops. V'notev shalosh tipim. After that, whatever else is left in the first vessel, no problem. You can even put chul into the first vessel. Whatever is remained after that, after those last three drops, is inconsequential. No same lesocha chulin, he can put chulin into that first vessel. However, suppose he did not put chulin into that first vessel, but he takes that first vessel and somehow wipes out and takes a dropper or something and squeezes out every single little drop from the container. Those drops of shemen are truma. Hirkina umitza. If he leans the first vessel of shemen over and takes out every little last squeezed out drop, that is truma. If he had not done that and put chulin into it, no problem. But since he didn't, whatever is there and retrievable is truma. V'chamo tehe b'srumas ma'aseh shel demai. We learned the halacha many times already of demai. Demai means if I purchase tvua grain from a am ha'oretz. The am ha'oretz gave truma. Even the most ignorant of Jews and not so observant Jews were frightened about it. And truma they would give. But ma'aser, the first tithe, they would not give. So if I purchase grain from an am ha'oretz, I must, presuming that I'm not an am ha'oretz, I'm a chover, I take this grain that I purchased from the am ha'oretz, and I give ma'aser rishon to the levi, and from that ma'aser rishon, I must extract trumas ma'aser and give it to the kohen. Now, suppose you have a very small amount of grain that you purchased. What's the minimum amount which requires being sought after and squeezed out and swept up in order to give to the kohen? What's the quantity of trumas ma'aser shel demai? After I put aside the tenth from what I bought from the am ha'oretz, and I put aside from that tenth a further tenth, a tenth of a tenth for the kohen, what's the amount that has to be brought, delivered to the kohen, even if the kohen lives 5 miles away? What can I say is too trivial amount to bother with? Come on. Tehei b'shru mas masa shel demai v'yolichenu la'kohen, echod mishmone la'shminis. The halacha is 1/8 of an eighth of a lug. 1/64 of a lug. That amount is called a kurtov. That amount is considered sufficient to have to bring and deliver to the Kohen in the case of Trumas Masa Shel Demai. Less than that, not. However, Yerushalmi explains that this special leniency is only true of Trumas Masa Shel Demai, which is Tomei. Then you don't bother for anything less than a kurtov. However, if the trumas maser is tohor, then even a small amount, even a minuscule amount, has to be given to the kohen in the case of demai. In the case of trumas maser shel vadai, it's not a matter of an amhoret where maybe he gave mice and maybe he didn't. But if I have vadai trumas maser, then the Batanura explains whether it's tome, whether it's tor, even a mashahu, even less than this 1/64 of a lug, has to be delivered to the kohen. And so we have finished Mishneh Zayin and Mishneh Ches, and with it we have concluded lesson number 50.